From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Syrian ceasefire continues to hold. The special UN Syrian envoy says he needs more time before resuming the Syrian peace process. Staffan de Mistura asked for a delay from March 7th to March 9th to allow the cessation of hostilities and effects on Saturday to take hold. U.S. spokesman John Kirby says the truce, now on its fifth day, remains effective for the most part.
Over the last 24 hours, it would appear as if there hasn't been any more violations of the cessation of hostilities. Again, it's a very fluid environment. And we're just going to keep monitoring as closely as we can.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad said Tuesday the cessation of hostilities represents a glimmer of hope. He'll do his part, he says, to make it work. But the opposition says Damascus has already breached the ceasefire repeatedly, a charge that Damascus denies. The United Nations Tuesday said more than 131,000 migrants and refugees reached Europe via the Mediterranean so far this year. That's more than the total that made the same dangerous journey in the first 5 months of 2015. The European Union website is reporting an emergency action plan to spend upwards of $750 million in humanitarian assistance over a three-year period, making this the first time the EU will be earmarking financial help for the UN crisis. This is European Commissioner for Humanitarian Crisis Management for the EU, Christos Stylianides.
Now, more than ever, member states and the EU need to work hand in hand to reinforce each other's actions, and in this way, the European Union can provide a united response to humanitarian suffering.
An estimated 24,000 people, mostly from the Middle East and South Asia, continue to languish at makeshift camps. This is VOA News.